Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I had kind of a sense you didn't want to be here today, and I'm really sad to be here today. I'd love to go back over all of the evidence and try to fix some of the misperceptions you might have had from the evidence, but you've obviously ruled the way you ruled, so I'd like to go back over the founder issue and tell you how irrelevant that is. That was a genuine mistake the first time, and after Dr. Zarnik left the company, there was no reason to list him. People really didn't care if he had been there before because there are lots of people who used to be at Illumina and we don't recognize them. I'd love to have you go back over the Bach testimony, what he actually talked to Jay Flatley about during his lunch with Jay shortly after joining the company. There were things Jay discussed with him, and he didn't say he was thinking about replacing a CSO at that early point in time. It was about the skeptical versus cynic conversation he had and the email about going swimming every day. It was just some little weird signals that Jay picked up. And the goals and decoding and all of that stuff and the financial information, this is not an Enron case. Tim Kiss just testified that the last public filing was the end of March. It's now July. So we're burning $10 million a quarter. So I can tell you those numbers go down every month. It's an important thing to understand because you've asked. You've given us a verdict of $2.2 million as we explained. That is punishment. So that's the whole point of my testimony right now, my argument right now.
Objection, Your Honor.
My argument right now.
It's argument, not testimony.
This is an argument, not evidence. This is an argument. So the $2.2 million verdict hurts us. There's no doubt about that, and it's very painful. It was a unanimous message that we committed acts of fraud, malice, or oppression. It's a terrible thing to hear. It's just an amazing thing to hear from people that are neutral observers. We must have done something to have you perceive that, and we feel that we understand that message. We're going to remind you that this punitive damages phase is entirely optional. You didn't have to be here today, but I don't think you realize by checking box number 12, you were going on to a new phase, and that's a legal reason for that. We hope you feel we've been punished enough. We know you are telling us that you never want this to happen to another employee again. We certainly have that same concern. We don't ever want to go through a litigation again. But Illumina is not some giant public company. It's a startup culture still today. We all work together in a single facility on two floors, and this company supports 215 San Diego families. So the $2.2 million verdict you've already hit us with is 30 employees for a year. It's very tough. The market out there is really tough right now, and the people at Illumina are really well-intended. The whole point of our technology is to make personalized medicine a possibility, something that would have prevented what happened to Dr. Zarnik in April of 1999 when he switched to the wrong medication. So if you award additional punitive damages, what you would really be doing is punishing the entire company. Those people as employees who have nothing to do with Dr. Zarnik's employment issues with us and the shareholders, stockholders. We have about 2,000 individual stockholders who never did anything to harm Dr. Zarnik. So you've heard from Mr. Kish. The impact of this verdict as it stands will hurt us. This company is not guaranteed to survive. It's small. It's fragile. Yes, we believe in our technology very much. But when you see how that money gets burned up, it's easy to understand why many, many biotech companies with really good technology that's supposed to improve human health and longevity have not made it. So Illumina is in a real race with time. We had 20 to 24 months to survive on the money we had before. Now, that lifeline, that savings account that we're living off of, is shorter. You've heard about how cheap everyone was at Illumina in the early days. Even today, we have to be frugal. We had nothing in the budget for a $2.2 million verdict. So money is precious when you are not bringing in revenues, and we're not quite there yet. So today, Illumina stock is at $4.20 a share. The $2.2 million verdict you've already rendered is equivalent to over 500,000 shares, which is more than what Dr. Zarnik's original grant was. So we believe that you will understand that by awarding Dr. Zarnik $2.2 million, that's more than, that is every dollar that we've ever earned in revenues since the history of this company. I think that's a pretty harsh punishment already. It means the same thing that it would be to a household where the breadwinner is out of a job, you are living on your savings, and you don't have credit cards, and suddenly you have major car repairs. The purpose of punitive damages is not to destroy the company, to put it out of business. The purpose is to be a deterrent. And I think $2.2 million is definitely a deterrent. We don't want to spend that money on an award, and we've been hit with that award. So using that yardstick, this is not supposed to put the company out of business. Our net worth that we presented is $67 million now, means it will only last until 2004. And now, with the 2.2 award against us, that will be less time. So the business world is hard out there. It leaves very little room for mistakes. You've decided we've made mistakes. So we have to take our licks from that. We have to learn from it and move on if we can. Mr. Pantone has asked you for a lot more money. I think he's implying that $2.2 million is somehow just a slap on the wrist. It's a lot more like a punch in the nose if you're on a tight budget. So we hope you'll be compassionate and understand the concept of punitive damages as a deterrent, and that $2.2 million is a deterrent, and that it took over 200 people working very hard to get to the point where we could sell beads, arrays, and genotyping services. And you are taking away all the revenues that we've ever made on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Espinoza. Mr. Pantone, rebuttal?